So let's talk some football with these guys: Brian Hartline, Jason Trusnik, and Austin Spittler. This is the off season. We're getting ready for training camp. Brian, obviously the players have been working hard during OTAs and mini camps and the whole off season workout program. I guess this is kind of a time to recharge the battery and get set for training camp next month.
Yeah, I mean, for most guys, I think a lot of guys will take probably a week or so off, week or two, and then you kind of start getting back into July. You have a lot of guys starting to work out again, so. It's not too much of a quote-unquote off-season at this point. You know, once you start OTAs, you kind of want to push all the way through and continue into training camp. But it is a slight little break, take a breather, and hopefully, like I know most guys are probably getting back into it within a week or so. So it's definitely a good time off, but not too many guys are just going to be sitting around.
We're going to get to as many fan questions as we can, and we're going to kick it off with Brad. Go ahead, Brad.
This question is for pretty much all the players. I've been a Dolphins fan my whole life, and I personally am real excited to see that ownership is investing a lot of money and talent on the field. And I was just wondering how you guys feel that it seems as ownership and management is committed to putting, you know, the most talented players available on the field.
All right, there you go. It's been a busy offseason. Brian, you were kind of in the thick of that. How exciting is it to be part of everything that's taken place here?
It's definitely exciting. You see the bunch of guys they bring in. They go out and get a lot of offensive players this year. And, gosh, we've got a couple, you know, new linebackers as well and some new corners. So it's definitely exciting. I mean, you definitely see the competition go to another level through the OTAs and through mini camps. So to continue to do that through August camp and fall camp and get into the season, it's definitely encouraging. To have coaches behind you, bring back some guys that are already on your team, and then also go out and get some guys that really had a lot of depth and some talent to our team. It's encouraging. But again, we have to come together and still win football games, and winning football games is really what it's all about. So if we can do that, no matter who's with, it makes it more exciting.
Austin, how much attention do you pay to that kind of stuff over the course of the off season? How excited do you get by it?
You know, this off season in particular was very exciting for us. It's always good to go out there and get the best players available and create as much competition as possible. I mean, the competition will bring the best out in one another and hopefully form the team that's capable of going out there and getting the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl.
All right, I want to remind everybody that tonight's Inside the Huddle team conference call is presented by AT&T, and Bob is in Delray Beach, and he's up next with the guys. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I want to first thank the players for taking time in their day to doing this. I really enjoy it. And my question is for Brian. Now, with the addition of Mike Wallace, how do you think that's going to affect the offense and your role in the offense?
That's a good question. I think that, for me personally, I can't really focus on that too much. And I'm sure that's probably a lot of people might want to learn that. But I mean, when you add Brandon Gibson as well and Dustin Keller, at a tight end, and you got some young guys, quote unquote young guys, playing really well, and Armon Bins and Rashad Matthews, and so we got a lot of depth right now when it comes to the passing game. Anytime you can have multiple targets, not just one extra guy, is definitely an important aspect of the game, and that's what the NFL is growing to. So to add multiple guys, not just one, I think everyone's going to help everyone else out. It's hard to focus on every guy in every game. It's hard to cover every single person, and having all five or six of those guys that are, you know, pass-catching kind of guys and can make plays with the ball in their hands is definitely important, and it helps everybody out.
All right, good stuff. Eric in Miami is up next with the guys. Go ahead, Eric.
I want to address all three of you guys. What are we going to do differently this year? Because we always start off slow. The Dolphins used to, you know, in the past, always start out like 5-0, 6-0. What is the coach doing this year to make sure we get a good start? Because in the last previous years, we've been starting off like 0-4 and 0-3, so we can definitely make the playoffs this year.
All right, Austin, what are we doing to avoid a slow start in 2013?
You know what, they've kind of put some stress on it, and they brought it to light saying, you know, we've got to come out and start fast. Again, I just think it has to do with the talent and the ability to make plays out there on the field. I think we've grown so much in the talent aspect in the team as a whole. I think the excitement and this training camp and the off season we had, I think we're really coming together strong as a team. I think it's a talent level that's going to really up our game and start fast.
All right, Ricky and Stewart is up next with the guys. Go ahead, Ricky.
Yes, my question's for Brian. You know, you had your first 1,000-yard season this season,
And I was wondering what your goals are for the season coming up, if you have any personal, I don't know, numbers or touchdowns or what have you. What are your goals?
My goals haven't changed a whole lot. As a personal goal, which I'm assuming you're referring to, I still always want to be a 1,000 receiver. I always, obviously when I make more touchdowns to the team. But overall, I think to identify continued success and taking the next step, I just want to be a leader on the team. I want us to win more games. I want us to be a playoff team. And I want us to compete for the division, year in and year out. So if that can happen, all the stats and numbers can go by the wayside because, everyone's defined, especially the starters in this league, as how many games do you win year in and year out, how many championships you win. And if you can start chasing those down and getting closer to those things and winning some along the way, everything is life changes on you very quickly.
All right, guys. Remember, if you're a season ticket member, you receive exclusive access, experiences, plus big savings inside the huddle. These weekly conference calls are doing just one example of that special access. So if you're not a season ticket member, remember you can press zero anytime during this call to find out about the special opportunity that is only available tonight. Just press zero right now or before the call ends and help us create the home field advantage at Sun Life Stadium. Joe in Broward is up next. Joe, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just for all of them. Oh, guys, particularly the offense. How much of a change have you seen from Ryan, the quarterback, this year versus last year?
Brian, biggest change I think he was going for with Ryan Tannehill from last
Ryan,
year to this
Ryan
year.
Hartline. Yeah. Tanny is, he's a competitive guy. I think people are really not noticing how much he improved even throughout the year. So really he just continued that progression throughout the entire offseason, working with some different guys, guys that have played, some coaching. And he came into camp and OTAs ready to go. And we had a chance to, get some work in before OTAs started, and then it continued through OTAs. And it was really just taking a huge step. I mean, everyone said, all the quote-unquote experts say that, there's a big jump on a lot of guys from year one to year two. And Ryan, I fully expect it. But I think that at this point, he's focusing on just taking it one day at a time, understanding that he's got to go through a whole fall camp and get into the season and play through the whole season. So there's a lot of football to go to get evaluated on. But I couldn't ask for more. He's making every throw. His deep ball looks awesome. The intermediate ball is great. He's got great touch. You don't feel like it's a rocket coming into your hands. So his improvement has been amazing. It's been I wouldn't say amazing because I've seen it, week in and week out, how much hard work he's put in. It didn't come out of nowhere. So, but it's not surprising.
All right, very nice. Andres is up next. Go ahead, Andres. You're in Miami.
Well, my question is for the guys. I want to know what really, besides the obvious, are the differences that you guys are seeing from last year?
So the biggest differences from last year to this year? Austin, why don't you kick that one off?
I just feel the team is different as a whole. I feel much more, close to the guys. It just feels more like a team than what it has in the past. We go out there, and I feel like we have one. I've never been anywhere else, but we have one of the hardest working teams that I think you could possibly have. We go out there, nobody complains. I feel like we're just really cohesive as a unit now on defense specifically, and we're just pulling things together. It feels good to be a team now.
Jason, what about you? Biggest difference besides some of the obvious stuff from last year to right now?
I think also it's, the second year with this coaching staff, the second year Coach Philbin's been here, Coach Sherman on the offense, and, Coach Coy on the defense. So now you got guys that have been in the system and are getting used to the defense, are getting used to the offense, so things like that, and they know how Coach Philbin works. So I think, with all that, everyone can play a little bit faster, play a little more physical, and get things done more efficient now that they know the system that they're in. They know how practice is going to work. So I think when you got a group of guys that are working in unison, a lot gets done a lot better.
Very nice. Tonight's call reminder, by the way, is brought to you by and presented by AT&T. Brian, we're talking about season ticket members and all the access that they get, but you guys get something out of the people being at Sun Life Stadium also, and that home field advantage. It really means so much to the players. Tell everybody, how much you notice when that place is filled up and really rocking.
Oh, it's definitely noticeable now. I mean, I think that, you know, getting more of your fans in there than the opposing team's fans, there's been times in the past where there's been some New York teams that, and maybe some even, not much so much in England, but at times, had some pretty good representation in our stadium, especially in the lower seating. So, you know, we definitely want to get that fixed. We definitely want to get some guys, you know, get our fans in there, hear more of our Dolphins chants, hear more of the roars when our plays are successful and whatnot. So the more the merrier. You know, you'd be surprised at how affordable season tickets are these days. Even I'm surprised. And if you're even curious, you know, I recommend that you get out and reach out, not just for some A-plus games for all year, because we really appreciate your attendance. And, you know, the more the merrier when it comes to fans.
Let's go down to Homestead. That's where Javier is. Go ahead, Javier.
Hello, this is for the players, all the players. What can our fans look forward to at the Sun Life Stadium during training camp? What will be like the explosive thing, you know, the advertisement to the fans saying, look what we're doing, and this is what this is why you guys should come out and watch us play at the Sun Life Stadium?
I like that a lot. Jason, let's start with you. Why should fans come out and watch training camp this year?
Well, I think you got a lot of, you know, excited players that are ready to come out here and just show the fans and, you know, show all the other teams of what kind of team we're going to be this year, what kind of, you know, explosive players and what kind of explosive plays that they're going to make this year. So I think when you got a good group that get along as good as we do, that can really make some good things happen this year and some exciting things for the fans to watch.
Austin, why should people come out and watch training camp this season?
Brian, Jason, and I have been talking a lot about the talent level that the team's at now and the free agency and the guys that we brought in this offseason. So why wouldn't you want to come out and see what we've been talking about and seeing with your own eyes how capable as a unit and as a team we're going to be of being up there in our division and hopefully getting the playoffs?
Off the top that one, Brian, but what do you got?
It's free. I think most of the time if you come out to training camp, it doesn't cost you anything except for they get some free autographs, meet a lot of the guys, shake some hands, and get to know us some more on a personal level. You really don't get as much access any other time of the year besides training camp, so we'd love to have you out, and I look forward to meeting a lot of you guys.
Let's go to Linda. She's on the line with the guys. Linda, go ahead.
Hi. Just a general question. I know I love it, but in your opinion, what do you think about your new uniforms and logo?
Aha, you knew we'd get a logo uniform question in there somewhere. Brian,
yeah,
what took
so long for that question? No, I love it. I mean, and I hate to tell and admit to a lot of the fans out there, but I was not a big Dolphins fan growing up, so with all due respect, I didn't have a huge, you know, tie to that logo. I think this logo is much more Miami. The colors, more specifically, are awesome. I love the way they've kind of went to a lighter color scheme. And, you know, they really took the input of the guys like, you know, Dan Marino and Don Shula and things like that. So I think that if they're good enough for them and Greasy and everyone in the past and Jason Taylor, they're good enough for me. So I love the way they went with the uniforms, too. I love the way the colors and the logo, and I'm looking forward to putting on this season.
All right, very nice. Hey, big thank you to Brian Hartline, Jason Trusnik, and Austin Spittler.